It's the Morning Blend with David and Brenda. A double shot of Catholicism and conversation to start your day off right. On the bridge between your faith and everyday life. Mater Dei Radio.
That moment of silence was given to you as an opportunity for prayer this morning.
Let's just take a moment of contemplation.
That's exactly right. And a very good Thursday morning to you. It is June 10th, 7 a.m. David and Brenda with you on the Morning Blend. Thank you so much for tuning in. So you know what we're going to start out with this morning? More than just that moment of silence. We're going to spice things up a little bit.
Okay.
All right. So
I'm ready.
Today is... You ready for this?
Yes.
It is National Spice Day.
National Spice Day. So when we talk about spices, what is that?
Well,
that's not like hot sauce.
No.
We're talking about
plant
products that we add to food.
I should say it's National Herbs and Spices Day.
Herbs and Spices Day. Oh, so now you know the next question.
Yes.
What's the difference between an herb and a spice?
That's a very good question. But my question for you is, do you have a spice cupboard or a spice rack or something of that nature in your home?
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So how many are they, like the little jars of spices? So
it depends on what the spice is. Like there are the smaller ones of thyme and ginger and sage, those types of things. And then there's the ones I use a lot that come in the bigger bottles. Like garlic and like the Traeger seasoning sauce.
Sure.
And my go-to that I use probably more than any other than salt, which I think would probably fall into a spice.
Yeah.
Cumin.
Cumin. Yeah, interesting.
Cumin is one of those spices I use in a lot of different things. I love it.
You know what I've been using a lot of just recently?
What's that?
Curry.
Really?
Yes. I've got a little jar of curry, and I've been loving to put that on like salads and vegetables and even meats when you cook them, and just, again, gives it that. I like the curry flavor, so I've been using that a lot more. But here's the question for you. How many of those spices do you think are outdated? How many are there that you're like, boy?
Look, I know that there's actually a relatively short shelf. It's not that long. You can't keep these things for years. They lose their flavor. But I'll guarantee you probably 85% of the spices that are in my spice rack are probably expired.
Exactly.
But they're not like spoiled.
Right.
Spices definitely lose their flavor.
And that's the key.
You can tell the difference when you buy a fresh spice and use it versus if you've kept it in there for a few months and then you use it again. Yeah, they lose their flavor for sure.
It's kind of funny because I'm sure everybody deals with this. And when you have that spice cabinet or open it up and you look at it and you go, man, that's been in there a long time. That thing.
There's some that I think that can last longer than others.
Yeah,
I'm
sure.
Aromatic ones, I think, like the thyme or basil. Those, I think, lose faster than, say, your garlics or cinnamon or cumin, I think.
Yeah. So it's I love reading about spices and herbs because of their medicinal properties. And a lot of them have, like cinnamon is a big deal right now about how that's very good for you. And I think curry, the same thing. And garlic, for sure.
I love people's, when you have something like you go to a friend's, you know, house for dinner or you get like baked goods or something and you taste things and you go, oh, what did you put in that? Because I get the taste of something. Our Nana D, who is Italian, she had us over for spaghetti once, and I went, what's in your sauce here? What's that secret? Because I'm tasting something.
Yeah.
Cinnamon.
Yeah, there you go.
In her spaghetti. And I went, I would never guess to do that. And it added the great flavor.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I love spices are amazing. Yeah. So, and there's some expensive spices. What's the one that's really expensive?
The little, isn't it like the, well, I mean, the I don't think those.
Saffron.
That's what I was going to think. Saffron. I was going to say truffles aren't a spice. Yeah. Those are very expensive.
Right. But I think saffron's
saffron
pretty expensive.
I don't know that I would ever no taste, smell as saffron. I just is probably one of those things I don't use.
So anyway, I love spices. I love herbs, love spices, and I have basil growing in the garden right now. So, you know, there you go.
It's a gift from God, the spice of life.
That's right, exactly. So think about that when you're doing a little cooking today, that today's Herbs and Spices Day. So what do you have coming up this morning?
Well, David, many were surprised by the announcement that Cardinal Reinhard Marx of Germany offered his resignation to Pope Francis. Well, the Pope has made a decision. Also, very surprising. Mm. So I'll have that news for you.
Okay. Looking forward. Got a lot of great interviews this morning,
too. Oh, we got a full show.
And we got, we're going to speak about Camp Howard. They're going to be opening up their sessions here really soon, early July. So we'll have an interview on that. So lots of great stuff coming up.
So we got a great show ahead. Stay with us. We're going to kick it off with Dante Schmitz and Victory. And you're listening to The Morning Blend right here on Mater Dei Radio, the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
Everywhere I go, give me eyes, Lord, to see your goodness. Give me ears to hear your word. And I will go, Lord, where you send me, where.
Dante Schmidt and Victory. 709 at Mater Dei Radio, the bridge between your faith and everyday life. David and Brenda with you on this Thursday morning. Well, there's an amazing relic tour coming through the area. You're going to hear about it and where you can see it right after the forecast.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Best Buy in Town Landscape Supply. Since 1984, Best Buy in Town has been supplying the area with landscape products and services, including bark dust blowing, rock, soil, sod, and recycler of yard debris. Located at 2200 Cornelius Pass Road in Hillsboro. online at bestbybark.com or 503-645-6665.
Join Mater Dei Radio and Holy Cross Priest Father Jim Gallagher in prayer with the morning offering.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day, for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart, in union with the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, in reparation for sin, for the intentions of all my friends and associates, and in particular, for the intentions of the Holy Father. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
For more prayer resources, and to let us know how we can pray for your intentions, please visit materdeiradio.com.
Is your favorite rosary in need of repair? Or maybe you have an extra rosary or two that you would like to donate. The Rosary Repair Team at Holy Rosary Church would like to help. With a full treasure chest of beads, crucifixes, and centerpieces, they will look for just the right part for your rosary. The Rosary Repair Team will also find a home for your extra rosaries, or they can use the parts to repair other rosaries. For more information on rosary repair, call 503-235-3163.
In a year that's filled many of us with weariness, anxiety, and stress, let us turn to St. Joseph. Mater Dei Radio is teaming up with Chris Stefanik and the team at Real Life Catholic to help you get to know Joseph. Get to know him as your friend, protector, and spiritual father. Join us on a journey with Joseph, a 36-episode personal development program featuring deeply theological reflections from Dr. Scott Hahn, Father Donald Calloway, Sister Josephine Garrett, Jason Everett, and more. It's time to live extraordinary in the ordinary. To learn more and register, go online to materdeiradio.com. That's materdeiradio.com. Hurry, because this powerful St. Joseph program begins on Thursday, June 17th. Discover more Jesus, more joy, and more purpose on this journey with Joseph from Real Life Catholic and Mater Dei Radio, the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
It is 7:13 in Mater Dei Radio. Man, we got about a 20% chance of showers today, high of 69 degrees. That's going to increase to 40% tonight, low of 53. Then tomorrow could be kind of wet, 90% chance of rain, a high of 66 degrees.
It is 55 degrees at Holy Redeemer Catholic Church in Vancouver.
And it's 54 degrees at St. Rose Lima Church in Portland.
Here in the Vancouver and Portland area, and also down south in Eugene, Springfield, we have a wonderful opportunity coming up. The Treasures of the Church Exposition of Relics will be making stop in Vancouver and also in Lane County. The community is welcome to attend these events with sacred relics. In fact, over 150 relics will be on display. Joining me today to talk about this is the tour director, Father Carlos Martins. Good morning, Father Martins. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Good morning, Brenda. Yes, it's a pleasure to be here with you.
This is quite a display of relics, and it's such a wonderful opportunity for all of us in the area to be able to attend. Your first stop is going to be at Holy Redeemer Catholic Church in Vancouver on Thursday evening. It is just starting in a few hours. First, Father Martins, can you maybe give our listeners a little bit of an explanation of what they will see on this evening?
Sure, yeah. So I am the director of relic pilgrimages for the Vatican, and this exhibit comes from the Holy See, and it consists of 165 relics, including relics of all 12 of the apostles, St. John the Baptist, St. Mary Magdalene, saints from the Middle Ages, St. Thomas Aquinas, St. Francis of Assisi, up until saints from were recently canonized and beatified, St. John Paul II, St. Mother Teresa, Blessed Silanus Casey. And so what they will see is the largest mobile relic exhibit in the world. It also consists of some of the largest fragments of wood from the from the True Cross and a portion of the veil that belonged to Our Lady. So what attendees will experience will be a presentation whereby the church's theology and spirituality of relics is presented. And then afterwards, they will have a chance to do what I call a walk with the saints, which is a time of veneration. But I explain in that presentation, I guarantee people that there will be at least one saint in the exhibit that will reach out and want to communicate or want to befriend them. And so I train people on how to identify that. And during the time of the veneration, they're able to go and pursue that, to go find their saint. And it is very much a healing ministry. This ministry has been extant for 24 years. And in that time period, there have been many thousands of healings reported. There are healings at every exposition. And so people have a chance to experience that touch of heaven through the sacred remains of the saints.
This is truly a remarkable opportunity for people. Father, can you explain to our listeners, why are relics important to our faith, and how can people kind of look upon these things to draw themselves closer to our Lord?
Certainly. Yeah, great question. So the relics are mentioned throughout Scripture. And so when we hear about in the second book of Kings, for example, a man who had died and was being buried, inadvertently his body touched the bones of the prophet Elisha, one of the holiest men in the Old Testament. And it says the man came back to life and sprang to his feet. In the New Testament, we hear about a woman who had a hemorrhage for 12 years, and she was healed simply by touching the hem of Christ's cloak. That's in Matthew chapter 9. And so she didn't touch Jesus, but his clothing, and that was enough for the healing. And then we hear in the Acts of the Apostles, Paul was so holy that, and this is in Acts 19, when he would walk down the street, they would touch him with handkerchiefs or aprons, in other words, common everyday cloths, and then they would lay those cloths on the sick, and it says two things would occur. Their diseases would leave them, and if they had evil spirits, they would depart from them. So relics are connected with the Holy Spirit. And the soul of the saint who is now in heaven in front of the face of Almighty God is just as present to his or her sacred remains as he or she is to God in heaven. So there is a connection. And that just makes sense because Paul tells us, reminds us over and over in his epistles, we are members, we are limbs, we are body parts of the body of Christ. And so it just makes sense that the physical remains who are connected to Christ, of saints who are connected to him, that they would effect the power of the Holy Spirit. And the church has believed this and has treasured this for two millennia. It is customary, for example, to place a relic inside every church altar. And that is why the priest at Mass kisses the altar both at the start and at the end of Mass. What he is doing is kissing the relics he is symbolically kissing the relics that are contained within the altar.
Oh, that's wonderful to know. And it's great that this is a tour that is coming through the area. Father Carlos Martins joining me today to talk about the Treasures of the Church Exposition. It begins on Thursday at Holy Redeemer in Vancouver. Then again, Saturday, June 12th at St. Mary's in Eugene. On Sunday, the 13th at St. Alice in Springfield. And then the last stop in the local area, Monday, June 14th at St. Catherine of Siena in Veneta. Father Martins, for those who will be attending one of these evenings, we know as Catholics, many of us have had an opportunity to have a holy object, a special medal or a rosary, to touch the relic of something we would know as a third-class relic. Would that be an option for people who are coming, or are you asking people to just come and venerate from a distance?
No. Everything is touchable. Everything is touchable. And so, in fact, whenever relics are mentioned in Scripture, two things always occur. A, there is always a healing, always. And B, touch is the way by which that healing comes about. And so people are welcome to touch them. They're welcome to pick up the relics. They're welcome to bless themselves with them. And in fact, I encourage that for those reasons that I just mentioned. And of course, anything, any object of devotion that they touch to the reliquaries will itself become a third-class relic. And in terms of healing, God makes no distinction between first-class relics or parts of the body, second-class relics, anything that a saint personally owned or belonged to, such as an item of clothing, or third-class relics, touched relics that are touched to a first, second, or even another third-class relic. Both effect healing, or all three effect healing equally. So there is no distinction. And I just, you know, I will say that, you know, as Christians, we believe God works miracles in the presence of relics, and it is God that works them. We believe that relics are not magical. They don't have any power of their own. So any healing, any miraculous effect done in the presence of a relic is not because of the physical object itself. It is God who loves his saints as a proud father and wants to draw attention to them. And so he does so by effecting a healing in their presence. But the power is all from God. It's not from the individual object itself.
Well, as I said, Father Martins, this is a wonderful and rare opportunity for all of us in the area. We are looking forward to your visit, and thank you so very much for your time today.
You're very welcome, Brenda. And more information is available to your listeners at treasuresofthechurch.com.
Excellent. And again, that is Father Carlos Martins. As he said, the Treasures of the Church Expositions of Relics begin tonight, Thursday, at Holy Redeemer in Vancouver. The other dates you can also find on our community calendar and on the Treasures of the Church website. I will be sure to add links to where you can find all of that information. And you're going to find that on the podcast of this interview at materdeiradio.com.
And it is 7:23 at Mater Dei Radio. David Brenda with you on the Morning Blend. That's pretty amazing.
I'm
traveling.
So excited.
Yeah, I mean, wow.
Yeah, I am definitely going. The whole family is coming. My mom and dad, of course, flew into town for graduation. They're going to be joining us. He told me that he left Florida 6 weeks ago.
Incredible.
On this tour.
What a tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just about every night he's in a different church.
Yeah. What a great way to see the country, though. That's pretty neat. So hopefully you get a chance to see that. Hey, thank you to all the new listeners that we've been hearing from, listening to Mater Dei Radio. We really appreciate that. Please check out our website, materdeiradio.com. We have a lot of great information there. Not only is our programming schedule on there, but you can also check out how to get involved with Mater Dei Radio, be it a donation of a vehicle or a whatever you'd like to do to help us out. We so appreciate you listening. Also, Brenda, you put up a lot of podcasts that we have there as well. You can go back and listen to interviews. So yes, please check out our website if you have not done before. Again, a lot of great information there. That address is materdeiradio.com.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Dr. Mark Bianco, family dentist. Dr. Bianco practices family dentistry in the neighborhood of 122nd Avenue and Stark Street in Southeast Portland. Dr. Bianco Family Dentist, online at biancodentistry.com or 503-252-1722. That's 503-252-1722.
People in the Pacific Northwest love the great outdoors. New Generation Landscape can help you beautify your exterior living spaces with their design, installation, and maintenance services, including lawn care, fences, retaining walls, patios and decks, lighting, and irrigation systems. New Generation Landscape listens to your ideas and helps to transform them into reality. Learn more and see their projects at newgenerationlandscapes.com. That's newgenerationlandscapes.com.
Are you an early riser or commuter who desires to attend daily Mass but can't given your current work schedule? Holy Rosary Parish in Northeast Portland is now offering an extraordinary form of the Dominican Rite Monday through Saturday at 6 a.m. in addition to their 7 a.m. and noontime Masses. It's quiet, peaceful, and approximately 30 minutes in length.
the new extraordinary form of the Dominican Rite Mass, Monday through Saturday at 6 a.m. For more information, go to holyrosarypdx.org.
Summertime is a great time to drive the open road. Unless your old reliable wheels just aren't up to the task anymore. You know who could use that old car? Mater Dei Radio. You can donate most vehicles, cars, trucks, vans, RVs, and boats to Mater Dei Radio's vehicle donation program with the proceeds supporting a faith-filled Catholic broadcast. And in return, getting yourself a likely tax deduction. More information on our vehicle donation program at materdeiradio.com.
It's joy. It's inspiration. It's the Morning Blend with David and Brenda on Mater Dei Radio.
726 in Mater Dei Radio. Some great new hiking options in the area. We'll tell you where in the news.
And do you want to enjoy the spring days at the Grotto here in Portland? Well, they've updated their COVID policy. I'll have that for you coming up in news. This is Jackie Bisson and Touch the Sky. You're listening to the Morning Blend right here on Mater Dei Radio.
What fortune lies beyond the stars, those dazzling heights too vast to climb. I got so high to fall so far, but I found heaven is love's my throne. My heart beating, my soul breathing, I found.
Forever, you found me here at your feet again.
hit the ground.
That is Jackie Bisson and Touch the Sky. 7:30 at Mater Dei Radio, the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
Pope Francis has declined the resignation of Cardinal Reinhard Marx offered to him last month. In a June 10th letter, the Pope asked the influential German cardinal to continue as Archbishop of Munich and Freising. The 67-year-old cardinal is a member of the Pope's Council of Cardinals and the coordinator of the Vatican Council for the Economy. Until last year, he served as the chairman of the German Bishops' Conference. In his response on June 10th, Pope Francis thanked Marx for his Christian courage, which he said is not afraid of the cross or to be humbled before the reality of sin. And those who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 are welcome to remove their mask while outside at the Grotto in Northeast Portland. The Catholic sanctuary still requires masks inside buildings and asks all guests to observe social distancing guidelines. The Grotto is responding to Pope Francis' request that Catholics and Marian shrines pray for an end to the pandemic. There is Mass daily at noon in the Chapel of Mary, preceded by a rosary with that special intention. Masks are required during the liturgy, and there are capacity limits.
Well, if you like to hike, Mount Hood Meadow Ski Resort has some exciting news. It is debuting 8 more miles of new hiking trails this summer. The resort will open for its summer season on June 25th and will operate Thursdays through Mondays until September 6th. Now, the new trails begin at the main Mount Hood Meadows parking lot, winding around the eastern side of the ski area and up to its highest reaches. They also connect to existing trails leading to nearby Umbrella Falls, Elk Meadows, Sahaley Falls, and the famed Timberline Trail, which circumvents the mountain. Now, Mount Hood Meadows also added a new trail in the Jack Woods section of Heather Canyon and built a spur trail to viewpoints at Picnic Rock. Listen to all those great areas.
Good gracious.
Yeah.
I think what I'd like to do is I will send the good deacon around the east side of that mountain. He can head to the top. I'll take the chairlift up there. I'll meet you there.
Okay.
I'll have sandwiches and water ready.
Very good.
Well, at his weekly Wednesday audience, Pope Francis says constant prayer every day can keep the flame of Christian life burning. Tracy Sobel of EWTN News reports.
È disumano essere talmente assorbiti dal lavoro da non trovare più il tempo per la preghiera.
At his weekly talk with pilgrims at the Vatican, the Holy Father says perseverance in prayer is so important in bringing us closer to God. He also says there can be an inner balance between work and prayer, and ultimately we will find help and strength if we can pray more often throughout the day.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love this next story, Brenda. What was old again is new again. According to the Record Industry Association of America, vinyl record sales grew 29% in 2020 to $626 million in record sales, passing compact discs in sales revenue. The pandemic year apparently gave vinyl lovers more time to listen to albums and that feeling of dropping the needle on our favorite records. All us boomers love that. Now, helping push vinyl sales upward in 2020, an increase in younger fans who have shifted to that format because of the warm sound, album art, and retro vibe. And speaking of retro, sales are also up for audio cassettes. So
wow.
we're going back old school, and all of this helped record stores, which is great. And by the way, Saturday is Record Store Day.
Record Store Day. Now, what was that percent of increase you said?
It was 29%.
29% increase. That is interesting because it is exactly 29% of an increase in our home collection of vinyls over the last year.
See, there you go.
We love listening to our vinyl records.
It's awesome.
It's so much fun. And we really gotten our kids to enjoy it,
I know,
too. They think it's a lot of fun to look at the album covers.
Yeah. So, no, it's fantastic.
Oregon communities must now rewrite local rules to allow Oregonians to sit, lie, sleep, and keep warm and dry on public property in most circumstances. House Bill 3115, which passed the House Wednesday afternoon, is en route to Governor Kate Brown's desk. It is in response to a 2018 landmark homelessness case that impacted most Western states with an intent to better support individuals experiencing homelessness. While local government should already be following rules set forth by the case known as Martin versus Boise, the bill forces cities to officially change any ordinance language still on the books to be in line with the court decision. So in its ruling, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals said governments cannot criminalize conduct that is unavoidable as a result of experiencing homelessness. To punish a homeless individual for sleeping outside when there aren't enough shelter beds would be comparable to punishing that individual for the fact that they are homeless, a consequence the court described as cruel and unusual. Hmm. Cities have until July 1st, 2023 to update their ordinance language.
In sports, after televising their games on NBC Sports Northwest for 14 years, Portland Trailblazers are moving to a new home. You'll be able to watch the hometown team on Root Sports. Blazers agreed to a four-year deal with Root Sports that will run through the 2024-25 NBA season. As a result, Portland's distribution footprint will nearly double, expanding from 1.1 million homes to nearly 2 million homes in the Northwest. And since Root currently airs in Idaho, Montana, and Alaska, Blazer games could extend into three new states and reach an additional 500,000 homes. Root is also the home of the Seattle Mariners, among other professional teams. So big move for the Blazers.
That's fantastic. Now, I do watch Mariner games on Root. And, and in fact, we have our TV set, so whenever, you know, pitch off starts for a Mariners game, it kind of lets us know. But think about how wide now, since there's no basketball, NBA basketball team in Seattle, how wide the sports fan base could be for the Blazers, stretching Idaho, all of Washington, and fans in Alaska.
Absolutely.
Well, with vacations fast approaching and COVID restrictions more relaxed in many places, many families are getting ready to hit the road. However, there may be a touch of trepidation, especially for those with young children, between praying that they can go 10 miles without needing a bathroom break and hoping against hope that they'll stay asleep. Mom and dads will be bracing themselves for the long road ahead. David, when your girls were little, did you ever pack them up into the car and take them on a long road trip?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Loved it.
We've done that, too. Yeah. Mostly it was to head down south to California, so we were only looking about a couple of days. And we've done it when they were very young. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, there are some,
some challenges
and challenges. This is a great article by Sarah Gardner of Alitea.org. You can read the whole thing, but I'll be talking about that throughout the show today. So first, she said, car preparation, first and foremost, important. While you make sure your vehicle is roadworthy, make sure the interior is kid-friendly, too. Have sunshades in place. Put essentials so they can reach them easy and in case of emergency. You can give slightly older kids their own small travel bag so you won't have to keep turning around to hand a toy back. The other thing with the car preparation, make sure the car is in working condition and your spare is ready. On a most recent road trip we took not too long ago, we were in San Francisco getting ready to go for a walk, and we had a flat tire.
Oh, that's always a bummer.
Yeah, ran over a nail. The whole back of the van had to be unpacked
to get to the spare. Yeah.
That was not pumped up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and so fortunately there are people there to help you, so definitely keep those in mind.
Yeah.
She says then the other thing you can do, too, in getting ready is so important, snack preparation.
Sure.
Right? And she says, only take snacks you don't mind spilling all over the car. Sticky, crumbly snacks, things that stain.
Yeah.
Don't even bring them. Yep. It's just going to cause you more frustration. Also, she says, choose snacks that you little ones can hold easily and you don't have to worry about them, of course, choking on. Because if they're going around a bump and
oop, good point.
There goes the little piece of cracker.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of good tips. I'll have more for you as the show goes on.
What we had back in the day with our old vehicle, we don't have it anymore. But when the girls were little and we'd go on the long road trips like that, and like you, most of them were driving down to Southern California in many cases. We had a video screen in the back seat, so
okay.
they could watch DVD movies.
And, that has made life so yes. much better yeah. for so many people.
So that worked out well.
It's time to find out what's going on in our Catholic community.
And coming up this Sunday, beginning at noon, is Prayers for Life at St. Agatha's Catholic Church here in Portland. You are invited to join others for this monthly prayer service, including the Rosary and Divine Mercy Chaplet, to pray for a culture of life. And remember, you can find details on these and other events. Head on over to the community calendar at MatzerDayRadio.com.
Well, coming up July 12th through the 16th, it's the 48th Annual Catholic Education Retreat at Our Lady of Peace Retreat House in Beaverton. You're going to hear from the wonderful sisters right after the forecast.
Holy Family Catholic Clinic is a proud member of Mater Dei Radio's Leadership Circle. Located at 21810 Willamette Drive in West Lynn, Holy Family Catholic Clinic is Christ-centered and provides superior, compassionate, life-affirming health care to patients of all ages. Holy Family Catholic Clinic offers medical services that are in adherence to Catholic moral teaching and bioethics, honoring the sanctity of life from conception to natural death. Learn more at holyfamilyclinic.com. That's holyfamilyclinic.com.
This is Father Thomas Nathy, the pastor of Holy Redeemer Parish in Vancouver, Washington. Let us pray the Prayer for Peace by St. Thérèse of Lisieux. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Jesus, eternal priest, keep your priests within the shelter of your Sacred Heart, where none may touch them. Keep unstained their anointed hands, which daily touch your sacred body. Keep unsullied their lips, daily purpled with your precious blood. Keep pure and unearthly their hearts, sealed with the sublime mark of the priesthood. Let your holy love surround them and shield them from the world's contagion. Bless their labors with abundant fruit, and may the souls to whom they minister be their joy and consolation here and in heaven, their beautiful and everlasting crown. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Best Buy in Town Landscape Supply. Since 1984, Best Buy in Town has been supplying the area with landscape products and services, including bark dust blowing, rock, soil, sod, and recycler of yard debris. Located at 2200 Cornelius Pass Road in Hillsboro. Online at bestbuybark.com or 503-645-6665.
What's your next mission from God? You do have one. We all do. God has something in mind for us right where we are. This is Julie Onderko. Please join me on Your Next Mission from God, where the saints show us just how it's done. They've been through it, and sometimes they even got it wrong before they got it right.
Listen to Your Next Mission from God, Saturday mornings at 7:15 and Sunday mornings at 8:15, right here on the bridge between your faith and everyday life, Mater Dei Radio.
7:44 at Mater Dei Radio. 20% chance of showers today, high of 69 degrees. Got a 40% chance of rain tonight, low of 53. Then tomorrow maybe looks like the chance of a wetter day, 90% chance of rain, a high of 66, and that'll decrease to 40% Friday night.
It is 52 degrees right now at St. Aloysius Catholic Church in Estacada.
And it's 50 degrees at St. Catherine of Siena Church in Veneta.
Well, the community can get your calendars out and save the dates from July 11th to the 16th because it is the annual Our Lady of Peace Institute in Catholic Teaching. This is a wonderful Catholic education retreat that's offered during the summer to give you time to join the sisters at Our Lady of Peace Retreat for a week of retreat, prayer, and Catholic education. The theme for 2021 is the mysterious wisdom of God. And joining me today to let us know about the wonderful lineup of speakers and services is Sister Anne Marie Warren and Sister Maria Benedicta from Our Lady of Peace Retreat. Sister Anne Marie, Sister Maria, thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
Well, first, Sister Anne Marie, it must feel wonderful after this long year and a half to be able to have the Institute and actually have people back in at Our Lady of Peace. So kind of tell us a little bit about what kind of preparations you are making in order to welcome the public.
Well, we're making sure that our facility is very clean, sanitized, and ready. Actually, it's going to be a lot better for our people who are staying because of the COVID restrictions, we can only have one person in two rooms. So people get a little bit more space to really relax. We were very fortunate last year that we did have the Institute virtual, and it was wonderful. It was a great success. So this year we're having it both virtual and with people in coming in. Of course, we're limited to how many people can come in, so we're asking people to please sign up soon. But we also have day students. But even with day students, we have a certain amount of number that we can have in our facility. So it's just taking the time, the planning. The meals are going to be great. The speakers are awesome. So we're doing a lot of work to get this ready for everybody. And we are so happy to have people come back.
I know that all of the people who typically would come to the Institute are so very excited to be able to have one of those places that you have reserved for those to come. Sister Anne Marie, the theme is the mysterious wisdom of God. Boy, after this year and a half we've been through, God's wisdom is a mystery. How did you kind of decide and develop this theme?
We basically developed the theme by asking our instructors what they think would be good primary for this time in the church year in our lives. And this was given to us by Dr. Lillis, and he knows what's going on. He's very involved in his ministry at St. Patrick's Seminary. And so we got that, and then we've been praying about it, and it is very mysterious, the wisdom of God, what's been happening in our lives. So this is going to be really a good time just to take time to open up to God's word, to open up to the church's teaching, and to see how does God's mystery work in our lives and how we can take it forward.
Oh, it is so exciting. Again, it is the annual Our Lady of Peace Institute in Catholic Teaching. It is coming up on July 11th to the 16th. Sister Anne Marie is joining me along with Sister Maria Benedicta to give you all of the details. Sister Maria Benedicta, can you share with us, Sister Anne Marie made reference to some of the speakers, to one of the speakers. Can you tell us a little bit about who will be offering discussions during that week?
Well, we will have Dr. Anthony Lillis. It's his second time with us. He is amazing. Everybody just really loves him. He's an author of two books, Fire from Above and Hidden Garden. His course summary is The Mystical Wisdom of the Church, The Search, The Wine Cellar, and The Victory. Mm. And it is a poem by John of the Cross. So he's referring to John of the Cross. And then he has a Monday evening lecture, too. And it's Witness to Contemplation by Faith.
And then also on the list is our good friend Dina Marie Hale. She mm-hmm. will be joining you that week. And Julianne Durko, we know her here at Mater Dei Radio as the host from Your Next Mission from God. And then Sister Maria Benedicta, Father John Marshall is also going to be one of the speakers. Can you share with our listeners a little bit about what he will be covering?
He will be covering the vision of wisdom peering through God's sight. Looking really forward to listening to him. He's an amazing speaker. And then he's also got an evening lecture, and it's The Art of Accompaniment.
Oh, so, based on the title, it does sound like a wonderful evening. Sister Anne Marie, can you maybe share with our listeners, for those who are attending, whether they are doing this virtually or in person at your retreat house, what is a great way to maybe really prepare yourselves so that way you enter into this week with an open heart and an open mind to really hear what the speakers have and through them, God speaking to the people attending?
Well, I think the best way that everybody can join in is that we always begin with a Mass to the Holy Spirit. So that will be both virtual and of course, out of the place. And I think that is the best way just to kind of calm down, open our hearts, our minds to the Holy Spirit. And beforehand, just taking time, maybe the day before, to realize that they're going to be spending time learning, spending time praying. And that preparation can really help them out to calm them down. We really encourage people who can to be a resident. But Sister and I were talking about that on the way. Coming as a day resident is good. Mm-hmm. You know, but when they're able to come and be a resident, they can really join us in morning prayers, morning mass. There is time for reflection. And one of the greatest things is that they can have their meals with these instructors. They get a chance to talk to them and get to know them and to get to know the other people from the other areas and about their growth and their faith. So I think just preparing that, open their hearts, minds, let everything else go, come and stay. And for those people who do have to come as a resident, which is really good because they're busy lives, just to be able to come again, maybe the first thing they do is go to the chapel, say a prayer for openness, and then spend the day, enjoy the day. And again, at the end of the day, go back to the chapel, which is right there, the front door, and thank God for a wonderful time and to look forward to the next day.
Oh, I think many people are looking forward to the entire week, and we're so excited for the upcoming Institute on July 11th to the 16th. Sister Maria Benedicta, now what do people need to know about the details, about signing up, how the days are going to run, and what they need to be prepared for while they are at Our Lady of Peace Retreat?
They can sign up online, register online. Or they can call us at 503-649-7127. The day will start, like Sister said, in the morning with prayer, preparing themselves for the day. And also there's plenty of time of rest in between when they're staying.
Again, I encourage all of our listeners to go to Our Lady of Peace Retreat to find out all the information and ways that you can sign up. Sister Anne Marie, before we go, I do want to just get a quick update as to things that we get to look forward to, especially this summer. I think you're getting ready to do a little bit of cooking there at the retreat house.
Yes, we're really excited. We're going to have a barbecue again. We missed it so much, and it was just a wonderful, wonderful thing to have so many people call us and ask, are you having it again? Is it coming on? So we are having it again, but because again, with certain restrictions, we're not able to have it fully like we like, but we're going to have a drive-through. So we're going to have a wonderful menu and it's going to be really organized. So people will be able to come and drive through. And if somebody does want to stay and sit on our lawn, they can go there and have their meal. We're going to have tables set up, spaced out and everything. So it's going to be a wonderful time. We are looking so forward to it because it is a main fundraiser for us. But more than that is our time just to be with the people, and the people come and be with the sisters. And that's the highlight of our year.
Oh, wonderful. And I think it's the highlight for many people who get to also partake in the wonderful and delicious meal that you have ready for them. Sister Anne Marie, before we go, will you end us in a prayer?
I'd be happy to. In the name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, guide us all as you want us to walk in your path through this day, through this year. Guide the ministry here at Modern Day Radio. Guide the sisters at Our Lady of Peace Retreat, all those who help us, and especially, Lord, bless everyone listening to this program. May they have a blessed day filled with joy and the peace that only you can give. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, amen.
And again, that is Sister Anne Marie Warren and Sister Maria Benedicta from Our Lady of Peace Retreat. I will be sure to add information where you can find out about the Institute of Catholic Teaching and also information about that drive-through barbecue. You're going to find the links on the podcast of this interview at materdayradio.com.
And it is 7:54 at Mater Dei Radio. Always great to hear from the sisters. That is wonderful. Hey, one of the ways you can support Mater Dei Radio, through our vehicle donation program. If you have an old car, truck, boat, motorcycle, RV, and you want to help us out, well, consider giving that vehicle to Mater Dei Radio. It's very, really easy. Just go to our website, click on the Get Involved menu, Vehicle Donation. All the information is right there for you, and it is a likely tax deduction as well. That's Mater Dei Radio's Vehicle Donation Program on our website at materdeiradio.com.
This is Monsignor Gerard O'Connor, Chaplain of the Portland Guild of the Catholic Medical Association. This community of members strive to inform, organize, and inspire each other in steadfast fidelity to the teachings of the Catholic Church. Catholic physicians and healthcare workers need this support and fellowship now more than ever. We gather on the first Saturday of every month for 7:30 Mass at St. Mary's Cathedral, followed by our meeting. If you'd like to find out more information about the Catholic Medical Association and how you can become a member, visit cathmed.org.
the bridge between your faith and everyday life. This is Mater Dei Radio, KBVM Portland, Salem, Vancouver, KMME Cottage Grove, Eugene, Springfield, translator K235BF, Eugene, and streaming at materdeiradio.com.
This is the saint of the day for June 10th from the Franciscans and St. Anthony Messenger Press. Today we celebrate Blessed Joachima. Born into a wealthy family in Barcelona, Spain, Joachima decided early in life that she would become a Carmelite nun. But her life took a different turn. At 16, she married a young lawyer. The devout couple, who raised 8 children, became secular Franciscans. Their family life was interrupted when Napoleon invaded Spain. Joachima had to flee with the children. Her husband, who remained behind, died. Though the new widow wished to enter a religious community, she attended to her duties as a mother. At the same time, the young widow led a life of austerity. She spent much time in prayer and visiting the sick. Years later, when some of her children were married and the others cared for, Joachima entered religious life. She established the Carmelite Sisters of Charity. Sickness ultimately compelled her to resign as superior of her order. Over the next 4 years, she slowly succumbed to paralysis, which caused her to die by inches. At her death in 1854, at the age of 71, Joachima was known and admired for her high degree of prayer, deep trust in God, and selfless charity. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, franciscanradio.org. From the Franciscans and St. Anthony Messenger Press, this is Saint of the Day.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Dr. Mark Bianco, family dentist. Dr. Bianco practices family dentistry in the neighborhood of 122nd Avenue and Stark Street in Southeast Portland. Dr. Bianco, family dentist, online at biancodentistry.com or 503-252-1722. That's 503-252-1722.
Why do you listen to Mater Dei Radio? Is it for the prayers, Catholic news and education, or to be inspired? Whatever your reason for listening, we are grateful for your support. And as we surpass 30 years of broadcasting a gospel message, we hope you will consider leaving a legacy for Mater Dei Radio in your estate planning. This can be as easy as including Catholic Radio as a beneficiary in your will. For more information on estate planning options, please visit us online at materdeiradio.com.
The Morning Blend, Western Oregon and Southwest Washington's number one Catholic morning show. On the bridge between your faith and everyday life, Mater Dei Radio.
7:58 at Mater Dei Radio, and the U.S. stepping up efforts to help battle the pandemic overseas. Details in the news.
And to strengthen marriage is a threefold effort, priests, bishops, and married couples. Pope Francis shares his thoughts to open a conference on family life. I'll have that message for you in news. This is Ali Aliyah and Jealous Love. You're listening to The Morning Blend on Mater Dei Radio, leading souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary.
That is Ali Aaliyah and Jealous Love.